My family and I love coming here to Fort. My wife, Rebecca, if you just stand up, Rebecca is here. And my two children, Hannah and Ryan. I don't know who those other kids are, but if you guys could stand up. Hannah, Ryan, stand up. Stand up on the chair. Stand up. People want to see your cute face. So you'll see them. There'll be lots of trouble happening there. We are very excited to be here with you. As Tom said, I am in Slinger, Wisconsin, pastor at Northbrook Church. I've been a pastor for 17 years. I know you're thinking I look way too young to have pastored that long, so thank you. Thank you. It's true. So we're excited about that. The theme for Fort Wilderness is Follow Me. And when Tom gave me that theme, I was very excited about that idea because it's an idea we've been wrestling with at our church. Because it's real easy as followers of Christ to get distracted from what's really important. Because Jesus' invitation was very, very simple. It was follow me. So what does that mean? What does that look like in 2014 in the culture that we live in? And what does it mean to be that example to our world? Because I believe there are certain things that we should radiate as followers of Christ. And so over the next 5 days, we're going to talk about those things. I think we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a fun week. We're excited about it. We're going to get more and more fat as the week goes on. So if you fall asleep during the morning, we'll have blowhorns to wake you up. So it'll be good. Tom, thanks so much for having us again. We look forward to the next couple of days here together.
I'd like to pray and dedicate our week to the Lord. I'd like to pray for Mike as he will be our speaker for the week, and we'll just dedicate this time to God. Father, we are so grateful for your love for us. We're thankful for your sovereign will that has drawn each of us here this week. And Father, I pray that we'll have a great time as we get to know each other, as we build friendships and make new relationships. Father, I pray for Mike as he brings the word to us this week, that you will bless him, that you will allow the words that he has to teach impact our hearts and lives in a way that's new and fresh and vibrant in our hearts and lives. So we pray your blessing on this week, and I pray a special blessing on Mike, for we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.